Raja Yoga meditation program on the rules, the theme being purification. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means of union with the soul. Means two is the five rules, or right observances, or nijama. These rules are sometimes called the religious observances because they relate to the interior life of the aspirant and to the sutrama, or link, that relates him to God. The remaining eight means and yoga practices are not permitted by the true guru or teacher until yama and nijama have been established as controlling the factors in the aspirant's daily life. The commandments and the rules must first be kept, and when his outer conduct to his fellow men and the inner discipline of life is brought into line with these requirements, then he can safely proceed with the forms and rituals of practical yoga, but not until then. Read the meditation document on purification so you understand the intricacies of this rule. Book 2, Sutras 40 and 41, provided in your meditation material, describe how purification relates to the four vehicles: physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies, on the path of purification or probation, the path of discipleship, and the path of initiation. Internal and external purification produces aversion or desirelessness to the temporary forms. Through purification, the disciple achieves a quiet spirit, concentration, conquest of the centers, and the ability to see the true self. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with your spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. And visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. Pause for assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. begin with the bridge exercise to purify and control the emotional nature. This is a good emotional cleansing exercise because it incorporates the Raja Yoga technique of right detachment. The technique is designed to help you channel strong emotions in a healthy way as they arise within you. When you are familiar with the process, you should be able to practice it while the emotions are running and you are still going about your daily business. So preparation is: visualize a small river, a bridge over it, and you standing on the bridge, holding firmly to the guardrail. Close your eyes, quieten your breath, and relax. Think of an episode which generated a strong negative emotion and let the feelings arise again. Bring to mind the river and the bridge scene. You allow your emotions to pour through your solar plexus area like that river, running from behind you and away to the front. But you were standing on the bridge holding firm, looking down as the torrent of energies pour through. You let them run until they begin to be exhausted and you feel better. Wash white light through you to finish this exercise. Meditate upon the following seed thoughts, seeking to gain a deeper understanding of the meaning behind each thought. The first rule on the path is internal and external purification. Purification of my physical, etheric, emotional, and mental fields. Visualize these fields being purified with the light of the soul. Correct use and development of the five centers of the spine, base center, sacral, solar plexus, heart, and throat, brings these centers and related senses under soul control. Visualize the soul breathing an om through each of your centers, purifying them and bringing them under soul control. Purification of the astral body relates in a quiet spirit that reflects the Christ nature. Visualize your astral nature being quiet and still and duly reflecting the Christ energy. Purification of the mental body and training it to concentrate enables the mind to be quiescent and receptive to the higher impress. Imagine that your mind is duly quiescent and is receiving higher impress. Throughout this month in particular, but from this point henceforth, if you believe your emotional nature will benefit from purification exercises, routinely cleanse and quieten your emotional field. Whenever a strong emotion arises, apply the bridge technique, say mentally, peace be still, regularly align with your soul, the sun, Christ or God, and wash white light through your whole nature. Visualization. Choose one of the seed thoughts you wish to work with. Very briefly, realize how the seed thought will assist you to move forward spiritually. Determine that you will benefit from developing this quality in your nature. Meditation. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts following the Raja Yoga meditation method to focus on. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness in your higher mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then in your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Distribution. Sound the great invocation followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. The great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.